82A18, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer at Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Well, I'm off at camp, so I don't have the whole preamble with me. So let's just call for any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. All right, hearing none. Up here at camp, we have 40 degrees for a temperature. Chilly out tonight and dropping and clear. All right, I will now take calls from regular members and guests. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU, good evening, Jeff.
KC2NBU, Ray, good evening, what's going on tonight?
Oh, we're watching the World Series, and it's 45 degrees up on the hill here. And supposed to be a few degrees warmer tomorrow than it was today.
All right, well, we'll see. I just hope we get a little bit of sun. It's been a while. And the way it was cleared up tonight, looks like we could have some sunny weather there tomorrow, but I guess they're calling for some rain there later in the afternoon. We'll have to wait and see. All right, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in. Enjoy the game, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins.
N2OIQ giving Jeff.
N2OIQ? Dan, good evening. What's going on tonight? You're coming in loud and clear.
Not too much, Jeff. Not too much. Just watching Gold Rush. Just watching Gold Rush. Then it's coming on. They had the dirt, the first part of the dirt. They call it the dirt show there, whatever. Talking to all the gold miners anyways. And but the Gold Rush just started, so this is what the second week for it. So it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting. So and they got, I guess, what after the Gold Rush, they got a new show that's coming on tonight. Up to Alaska, so that'd be kind of interesting too. So, no, it was kind of not too bad of a day today. We had about 59 degrees, so that wasn't too bad. And right now we got 46. So, and tomorrow, like I say, this first part of the morning, first part of the day is supposed to be not too bad, and then it's supposed to cloud up and possibly rain. I'm not sure how much, but anyways. Then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, be halfway decent. Temperature's going to be really nice, so that'd be nice. So, back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening. Talk to you later. And to a lot of clear.
All right, Dan. Well, it reminds me, now that you're here, that the... I was supposed to remind everybody that the Boomer Amateur Radio Club Christmas dinner will be on December 12th at the Boondocks restaurant. Everybody's welcome to attend, of course. You know, it's you pay your own bill there, but we all get together and we have a good time and have good conversation, and it's a lot of fun. So everybody, all hams are welcome, and feel free to come on in. All right, Dan, you have a good evening there, and I hope you're right on the forecast. Your forecast sounds a lot better than the one I heard earlier today, so I'm hoping yours is right. All right, this is KD2AIT, looking for check-in.
It is KB2ZSV.
Tim, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Not a whole bunch. My daughter and my wife went shopping this morning, and they just got home a little while ago, so I'm just kind of like puttering around. I did a couple of things today, nothing important. But other than that, I'm just sitting around now.
Has it cooled down a bit up there?
The last time I looked, I think it was 42.
Roger, you're right about online where we are. We're in the last time I looked here, it was 40. So we're right about the same boat. Feels like it's going to get chilly tonight, but we'll see. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You guys have a good night up there, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, looking for check-in. Well, me and my son got up here today at camp after I worked and after he got back from school, and we've done a few little camp projects. So basically we're just sitting around the campfire outside and relaxing a bit and getting ready to get up there around 5 or so, and by the time we get woke up and some breakfast in us and get going, we'll be out there in the in our little spot there by a little after 6 and wait for the deer to come out and greet us, we hope. Anyway, opening day tomorrow for regular season, and we're looking forward to it big time. So anyway, that's my live report. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
KD2AIT, KB2ZSV.
Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, you're over on North Lake Road, right?
Roger.
Yeah, you're not that far from me. I could almost throw a stone and hit you.
Oh, yeah, where are you?
On Wheeler Town Road.
Hi, Roger. Yes, that's right. You're not that far away. We're a little bit up. We're up past Koenig there, a couple miles. But yeah, we're practically neighbors here.
Yeah, Roger on that. Okay, I thought that's where you were, but I wasn't quite sure. So okay, have a good night and a good weekend. We'll see you tomorrow, maybe.
Roger. Okay, you have a good night too. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Okay, any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley Service Net. Return to frequency, whatever you use. I'd like to thank Ray, Dan, and Tim for checking in tonight. The City 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT. I'll be clearing QSY.
Fold it up and throw it out. So,
how you been? Oh, you meant the actual case. I thought you were making a return. Anyway, doing good. We're up here at camp, getting ready to do some hunting here in the morning. Had some good luck there last week of muzzleloading, so we're hoping to repeat it again this weekend with the rifles.
Billy, have you seen anything since you got up this go around?
Well, we took a ride up to one of the other camps to see if one of the neighboring camps were up for this weekend, and we seen a big old, we don't know what it was, but it was big, run out in front of us there, so they're moving around up in here.
So it was definitely a deer and not something else.
Oh yeah, it was a deer. I just couldn't tell if it had any horns on it because it was just not, like I ran on the edge of the headlight view.
Okay, I was driving up Hawkinsville Road a couple of months ago. I had two black bear walk out across in front of me.
Yeah, you'll see lots of that. We checked the trail cam here tonight when we got in, and there was a coyote there. He made about four different appearances on the camera. So I guess he's he must have been looking for, you know, we butchered that deer up here too, so he's probably looking around for parts.
Yeah, right, the coyotes are all over the place. I have a story I can tell you about a coyote, but I can't tell you on the radio. But, yeah, that was, it was an interesting evening.
They'll make their own story if you let them. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Now, we've, there's plenty of sign of them up here, the deer this year. They're, you know, we've done a lot of work on our spots up here, so we're pretty happy with the results, and we're seeing a lot of activity coming through, and it's so thick up in here in the woods up here once you get up this way that if you don't do some work, you know, if you don't clear out some land and let some of that underbrush grow up, you have a real hard time attracting them in, but this year it's really starting to come together. We're starting to see a lot of activity finally. And you can go the whole year, not even just hunting season, the whole year walking around without seeing a deer. But if you work at it and you figure out where they're going and you do your homework, all of a sudden you start seeing them. So we're starting to get happy with what we're coming across.
Yeah, well, that's it. You gotta get up there during the off season and find out where they're running, how they're moving, and which way they're traveling. And then a lot of guys hunt by the signs, moon signs and whatnot. So I've never been able to figure any of that out. So I don't know whether it has any veracity or not.
Yeah, the whole idea is a hunt on you know the nights where there's not a big moon out, so the deer are less likely to be moving around as much at night. I'm not sure how true that is either. I mean, I do notice that when there's a lot of moon out, you don't see as many deer out in the daytime. I don't know if that's a coincidence or if that's a fact. You know, I just noticed it myself. But we've been watching tonight. We're sitting out by the campfire waiting for the moon to come up, and we're hoping it doesn't. We don't know what it's supposed to do tonight, if it's supposed to be a quarter moon or what. So we're hoping that it's a nice dark night tonight, and maybe them deer will sleep in and stay under the brush and then start moving around first thing in the morning. That's our hope anyway. So I got me and one of my sons up here tonight, and we got the alarm set here for about 5:15, and going to get up, make breakfast, and then get out there and get up to our spots before it's light and get set up and ready to go. And I don't know, we usually hunt the morning till about, 11 o'clock or so. Then we come in, we grab some lunch. If we're tired, we take a nap. If not, we go back out. And then we'll always do the afternoon hunt. So it's a good time, and, a good time to get away from the rat race.
Hey, God bless you, lad. About 5 in the morning, that's when I'm going to bed.
I hear you. Usually 5 o'clock in the morning is usually when I'm rolling over. Right, but you got to get out there early. I always a believer that the morning hunt's always the most, the best chance you're going to have. And I always feel like you should get out there while it's still dark, get yourself set up. That way you get everything ready, and by the time you're all settled in, the sun's just starting to come up, and you're hitting sunrise by the time you're ready, and, it's showtime at that point. So we're looking forward to it.
That's good.
it's a good thing out there with your son. Get some good heavy-duty serious bonding time. Let me ask you a question, though, Jeff. When you went up on the off-season, were you able to clear out shooting lanes and measure distances and stuff like that, or are you just winging it?
Oh, no, we cleared out even more in shooting. We cleared out, like, the whole area, you know. We pretty much have it calling it a shooting lane is an understatement. So, and then we also came up later in the summer, and we made sure we took some nippers with us, and we cleared out everything that grew up in the meantime, you know, so we could see. So we've definitely done our homework in there.
Well, that's good. Looks, apparently it's already paid off for you in the black powder season, and hopefully during the rifle season, you'll get some more camp meat or more freezer meat.
Well, that's the plan. They got me and my two sons. We all have licenses here, and the wife has one too. So we're hoping we can, between the four of us, increase our odds here. I have not had good luck here in the last couple of years. So when I seen that buck step out last week, there was no chance. I was letting it walk by. I didn't care. It was a four-pointer. I said, I got to break the cycle here. So we took that one down, and I said, there we go. Now I feel better. The pressure's off for the rest of the season.
Yeah, well, up here at the Adirondacks, it's a whole lot harder seeing bucks. You know, down the Catskills, it's a little bit easier, but they're a whole lot smaller, too.
AC2WI Mobile. Go ahead, Pete.
I got to Boonville before I realized, oh, gee, I should turn the radio on, and I was just thinking, oh, when I thought about it, I said, I bet it's too late. I missed the, you know, the octane there. Good evening, and pretty clear out. I wonder if it's probably going to get a little cold tonight.
Roger, that's what they're saying. It's about, Bear Camp, it's 40 degrees. So it's definitely supposed to get cold tonight, and it's clear sky out, so they're not calling for rain, so it's going up.
Well, I'm on my way to Lake Pleasant. We have a Northern New York Aries and Section and Amateur Radio Association meeting in the little mini ham fest, swap fest, and the big activity is Digital Communications Workshop. I got some junk in the car to sell, hopefully. Then a couple computers, and hopefully people will bring their stuff and set up. We'll show them, if they don't already have it set up, we'll show them how to set up FL-Digi and NVEMS. And actually, it's pathetically easy. It's amazing how easy it really is. Some people are intimidated. I was a little bit. But it works pretty good. Actually, it's so easy that all you need to do, I was skeptical of this, but I kept hearing it. FL-Digi and most of the modes, every mode that I've tried actually, I haven't tried a ton of them, but some of the modes that are, you know, sort of noise tolerant, whatever. All you got to do is put it in the computer and make sure the computer has a microphone and the speaker, and you stick, and you know, you let the computer hear the radio speaker, and you stick the to receive, and you stick the radio's microphone in front of the computer speaker, you know, hold the push to talk button and click transmit for whatever you're going to send, and it works absolutely great. It's pretty cool. And PSK is really interesting, because when you got that on and you're listening on HF, like 20 meters particularly down at, I don't know, it's 14070, I think, is the frequency. You hear all these signals, and by golly, there's a half a dozen or more PSK signals going on there, and they're from call signs you never saw, you know, I mean, you never heard. Even on, certainly not on HF sideband, you don't hear them too much. It's all over the place, all over the world. And it's pretty interesting. There's a program called NinjaPan, which is just really just for PSK, and what it'll do is anything in the passband that it hears, it'll decode. So it has a number of lines on the right-hand side, and if there's, you know, say, I don't know, six strong signals, you get six streams of text, and then you click on the one you want. You can, you know, put that in the left window, which is a big window, so you can really read it, and you can reply. Interesting. I'll tell you what's interesting, nothing to do with radio. Gasoline in Lowellville, when I was in there yesterday or the day before, was 329. Boonville is 339 or something like that. And here at the nice and easy, quick and easy, whatever it is here in Alder Creek, it's 345. And it's a big difference. KC2WI.
Yeah. It's funny. Right now the gas is fluctuating so much, right? You don't even know. Every day it's a little bit different. So, well, yeah, I've heard you talk about the FL Digi stuff before, and sounds like you're going to have a good time there with it here this weekend. We're up here hunting here for the weekend, so won't be doing much. I hear there's a big 10-meter contest going on. Somebody here I was talking with here earlier tonight was telling me about it. I don't even think I'll be able to get that. That's going on tonight. I don't even know how they're managing it here tonight, but anyway, yeah, we were just hanging out up here at camp, and I was just talking here with Dennis, who's up there folding up his Labatt's. Is there anything else to add to that there, Dennis?
That's negative, Jeff. Caught me by surprise. I was just replacing that case of beer.
That's all right. We're just talking about Pete going up there with the FL Digi and doing all the the digital stuff over the analog. So, you got anything to add to that?
All that stuff is beyond my pay grade.
Roger that. All right, we'll turn it back to you, Pete.
Okay, well, Dennis, that's the whole thing, as it isn't. It's unbelievably easy to do. You know, you can make it more complicated, but it's really, really, once you see it, you know, and get it explained a little bit, you realize that it's not a difficult thing at all. I mean, I'm not really gonna, I don't think I'm ever gonna really get into making, you know, doing tons of digital contacts, because, you know, just like on the computer, I have no interest in instant messaging and that nonsense. Why would I want to do it on the radio when I can talk? Or am I, you know, if I was going to do anything that wasn't talking, I'd do actual real CW once I learn it again. But literally, almost all you do is install the program on a computer that has a speaker and a microphone, and you're copying. And then, you know, you put in your, it asks you, it customizes it, you put in your call sign and your name and some of the fields, so that if you do a reply, you know, you can do that stuff automatically. And default sound card in the computer, it's got a speaker and a microphone, and you don't need to hardwire an interface really to get it working. And there's just not that much to it. It's fun. Anyway, maybe next radio club meeting I'll bring two computers down and do it. Because all you got to do is set them next to each other or near each other on a table and talk back and forth just with acoustic coupling, and really no different than doing it on the radio. I mean, you could do it on the telephone for that matter. You know, whatever. Doesn't HF, VHF, doesn't matter. Some modes are more fault tolerant and, you know, wider bandwidth, narrower bandwidth, stuff like that, but that, you can iron that out later. Anyway, and it's really nice for if you know, if you were doing emergency communications and messaging, rather than trying to do radiograms of, you know, write them out by hand and all that. And especially if you have a long message with lots of details in it, boy, it's really nice. KC2WI, hope you get something there. Jeff, I don't know, Dennis, are you hunting? Are you? I thought you said you were at camp or an old forge or something. Maybe I'm wrong. KC2WI.
Dennis isn't hunting, as far as I know. I think he's hunting for the next Labatt case there.
That's it. I'm hunting for the next case of beer.
I do that. No, we're hoping for some luck here tomorrow, Pete. And when you're up here, it's funny. You're talking online to a lot of the hunters, and you get a lot of the hunters that are from up around here, and we discuss, you know, techniques and how everybody's luck's going and stuff. And everybody says, oh, you're hunting up there, 5H. So, like, anything you pull out of there is a trophy, they say, because you're lucky to see anything. And they're right. You don't see a lot in here, but it's, I tell you what,